This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The European Union proposed its toughest sanctions yet against Russia on Wednesday, including a phased oil embargo, as Kyiv said Moscow was intensifying an offensive in eastern Ukraine, and close Russian ally Belarus announced large-scale army drills. Nearly 10 weeks into a war that has killed thousands of people, uprooted millions, and flattened Ukrainian cities, Russia was intensifying its assault, Ukraine's defense ministry said. An Associated Press investigation has found evidence that the Russian attack on a theater in Mariupol killed close to 600 people, almost double the number estimated. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Bathrobe, stunned by the force. As a dark gray cloud slowly rose from the theater into the Mariupol skyline, in the basement of the building, Yulia Marukhenko stood in her bathrobe, stunned by the force of the explosion. The blow was terrible. Everything was in a fog. We didn't see each other. Then my husband went upstairs to see what had happened, and he started to get hysterical. He said corpses were everywhere. Although she tried not to, Oksana couldn't help but look. Bodies were strewn everywhere, and by the exit, a little girl lay still on the floor. Yulia Marukhnenko, who lived nearby, ran to help immediately after the attack. Although not physical, she is deeply psychologically scarred by what she saw. It is very difficult in psychological terms when someone around you is calling their father. Someone calls Vanya Volva. A woman is being taken away by the arms and she shouts, "I don't want to live. Why should I live if the whole family died?" I'm Karen Chamas.
Meanwhile, the European Union's leader has called on the 27-nation bloc to ban oil imports from Russia in a sixth package of sanctions targeting Moscow for its war in Ukraine. From Washington, this is VOA News. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador Wednesday urged the United States to boost investment in Central America to help curb migration, saying not enough had been done. López Obrador suggested the U.S. government was taking longer to address the Central America issue than it did to approve funds to help Ukraine combat Russia after the invasion. Fallout continues over a leaked draft opinion suggesting the U.S. Supreme Court is poised to overturn the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade case legalizing abortion nationwide. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris accuses Republicans of trying to strip women of their rights.
The leaked Supreme Court draft opinion that would overturn Roe v. Wade draws protesters to the Supreme Court building. And in this speech to Emily's List, a sharp rebuke from Vice President Kamala Harris.
How dare they? How dare they tell a woman what she can do and cannot do with her own body?
Harris says if the court overturns Roe, tens of millions of women will see either severe restrictions or a loss of abortion rights altogether. National Right to Life President Carol Tobias claims it could take years to change state abortion laws.
50 states had the ability to make their own laws.
22 states already have so-called trigger laws to ban or severely restrict abortion that would go into effect if national abortion rights were overturned by the court. Tim McGuire, Washington.
A second pharmaceutical company says it's almost ready to ask U.S. regulators for approval of its COVID-19 vaccine for the youngest children. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Pfizer says it's hoping to offer proof by late May or early June that its COVID-19 vaccine works for the littlest kids under age 5. Last week, its rival company, Moderna, did file data with the Food and Drug Administration for a low-dose shot for younger tots to be offered in two doses. Pfizer's currently testing three extra small doses of its vaccine in children under 5 after its two-shot version didn't prove to be quite strong enough. Currently in the U.S., only children ages 5 and older can be vaccinated. That leaves 18 million younger children still unprotected. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And repeating our top story, the European Union proposed its toughest sanctions yet against Russia Wednesday, including a phased oil embargo. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.